Now we're starting. It's a wonderful, wonderful tour now of the AGMIP Regional Integrated Assessments. And we start in Sub-Saharan Africa, and then we move to South Asia. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce Samuel Adiku, who is the PI of the Integrated Assessment of Climate Change Impacts on West African Agriculture. Samuel.
Which one is the...
This.
This one?
Yep.
Okay. And this is the mouse or something?
The mouse kind of gets lost, but there it is.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Samuel Adiku, and I'm going to make this presentation on behalf of 19 other people from 5 countries in West Africa. So what I'm going to try to do is to bring the story a bit more down to earth. And by way of introduction, just to mention that the climate change story is now globally known. The situation for Africa appears to be quite precarious because of the high dependence on rain-fed agriculture, the poverty issues and the low resistance, no insurance and low resistance and so forth. So the story for West Africa doesn't seem to be very encouraging. There have been many studies on climate change impact in West Africa, and it keeps going on every time. But I think there has been a link between the biophysical and socioeconomic aspects. In a sense, integrated assessments have not been common in our region. And so the main aim of this work is to find out how climate will change in future in West Africa and how that will impact on agriculture in the region. As I mentioned, we have 5 countries in West Africa, as shown over here, located in this region. And what does the future say? You've seen some of the slides already. We are expecting a general warming in the region of about plus 2 degrees. But in terms of rainfall, we do not have the same uniform picture. We are expecting some drying in some sites, in some locations in West Africa, but we are also expecting increased rainfall in other locations. And therefore, we have quite a wide spread of future expectations. Now, how do we want to handle these effects? How do we quantify these effects on West African agriculture? I'm putting up a simple frame over here, within which we are operating. Consider this as a landscape of farms. Some are small, some are big. And these landscape diversity in terms of farm size, production, and so on, needs to be captured. And so what we do is to capture this in models and use the models also to capture the variability in time. And so we simulate over time and obtain yield distributions. So assuming we start from the basics, we get a yield distribution which is a bit towards the low side. But those small farmers still exist. Exist. Now, what will climate change do? That's a question. We could conjecture that climate change will shift this distribution if the small farmers disappear and only the big ones survive because they are more resilient. Disappearance of small farmers has a lot of consequences for the region. Employment will be lost. A lot of migration to urban areas, food production will decrease. And so that is not something really governments would like to achieve. So we then have to think of some adaptation processes to keep at least some of them in business and obtain perhaps a different type of distribution. So this is the sort of framework within which we are approaching the story. There could be many types of adaptations, ranging from policy adaptations to plant technology, to water management and so on. In this work, we are focused only on using improved genetics, genotypes and so on as our adaptation. And from now on, I'm going to focus on the case of Senegal, Neuro in Senegal, where we did intensive application of the integrated assessment. The future shows that Senegal will be drying in future. Not all GCMs agree. I'm showing here five GCMs. Some of them even predict that Senegal will be wetter in the future. Some say there will be no change, but at least three of them say confirm that Senegal will be drier. What are the implications of this for agriculture? So within the framework of integrated assessment, a household survey was done in 2007. So 226 farmers were interviewed on farm size and all types of socioeconomic information, soils, weather, and so forth. The various crops grown were stratified into maize-based cropping systems and non-maize-based cropping systems. We validated two models, APSIM and DSAT, and we use these models now to generate what the future of these farms would look like with and without adaptation. So these are the three crop models that we have used, millet, maize. These are the crops and granite. The models are DSAT and APSIM. And these models were pre-calibrated. But then to capture the variability of these types of farms, we had to do validation. And so you see distributions here, what they observed. Find the pointer anymore. When does it disappear? Anyway.
It keeps disappearing.
Yeah, okay. But what you see is what the observed yields from those 256 farms look like in terms of distribution and what the models predict. So you see probability of exceedance fairly well matching. There are cases where some models sort of over predict in the high yield ranges. But generally, we capture the variations quite well. Now, how do we then predict the future? We are imagining that each farm is, that the yield from each farm is simulated 30 years in the current climate, 30 years in future climate without adaptation, and 30 years in future climate with adaptation. That's what we are comparing. The brown line here shows the baseline situation, that is the current production. And for the future, we are looking at five different GCMs. Some GCMs indicate that the production in future without adaptation will be lower than the baseline situation. I think almost all do. But where we introduce adaptation, for future climate, the production improves, both in the case of DSAT, in the case of APSIM. There are shifts in terms of crop models, so all crop models do not agree necessarily, reasons which we can explain later. We do the same thing for maize, and indeed, you see that in the case of DSAT, the baseline in the current climate is fairly high, and all the future simulations show that yields will decline. In APSIM, we have quite a low baseline, but most of the simulations show projected yields above the baseline. Why is that so? I think that's a question which Cynthia and Jim will answer later. As Levin said, I'm a soil scientist.
And Peter's so. Over.
But then what is important about all this is that all this information must be put in a domain of economics and social economics. How do these things impact on household economy? Will some people become richer? Which stratum, which types of people or farmers will become losers in the game? Which ones will become winners? So this table summarizes the outcome for the various types of cropping systems or farming systems we find in Senegal, Nuro Basin. All the GCMs except GCME indicate that all farmers will lose. In other words, future will be gloomy for almost all categories of farmers. In the case of DSAT, DSAT predicts that maize-based farmers will be more affected. For instance, you can see this. So those who grow maize will be more affected than those who grow millet and groundnut or something else. That's a very important issue. GCME predicts that all farmers will gain in future. And that's maybe also a possibility, it's a good possibility, which we want to explore. If really climate change will improve incomes to farmers, that is something interesting. But again, there are differences between the crop models. What crop model one says is not necessarily the same as what crop model two says. And that strengthens the argument that we need a more bigger suite of models to come to a consensus, and not based judgments on only one type of model. I think in conclusion, I want to mention that indeed there is evidence that the region is going to warm up. Some parts will dry up, some parts will become wetter. There is the general evidence from our simulations that climate change would adversely impact on yields and incomes if there were no adaptation. Adaptation that we tested in terms of heat and drought tolerant varieties would perform better under future climate. All the models project that all farmers will lose in terms of net incomes in future, but maize-based cropping systems are likely to be more adversely affected. Again, all crop models and GCMs do not always agree as to which the extent to which climate change would impact on household incomes. And therefore, we need an ensemble of models to make a better judgment. I think in conclusion, this integrated framework, or what we are calling agri methodology, allows us to now link between biophysical and socioeconomics and make statements on issues of interest to all of us in terms of poverty, who is gaining, who is not gaining, and if people are losing, if a lot of small farmers are losing, what options are there to help them, to keep them in business? I think with that, I would like to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Samuel.